night. The evening phase of a man's life will come with protracted periods of self-reflection and personal appraisal. When you are done with all your excitement, all your drama, all your outburst of adrenaline and your youthful strength, you will come to a period where what you have is time. No energy. At the beginning, you will have energy, you will not have money, and you will not have time. As a child, rather, give me your attention, I beg you. You would have energy. You will have ample time. You will be playing from morning till night, and nobody will hold you responsible. But you will not have resources, money. At noonday, according to, if all things being equal, that's what I'm laying out. You will have energy. Huh? You will have money, but you will not have time. Because what you exchange your youth for, was mammon. So you probably will be engaged in a job of 6 to 6 p.m. Come back tired. What you lack in that window of your life is time. But you will have the money that you sacrificed your time for. And you will have the energy to pursue that franchise. But you will not have time. Remember, in the morning phase of your life, you will have time. You will have energy, but no money. In the noonday, you will have energy. You will have money, or no time. My focus this night is the evening phase of every man's life. I will tell you the variables that will be available. You will have money. You will have ample time. No energy. So across the span of a man's life, these three variables will fluctuate. One of the things that are consistent in that evening phase of everybody's life, it will be a time of deep personal reflection. So because you have enough time, you'll be thinking of many things you have done with your life, and many questions will pop up. I want to tell you one question that I heard from several elders, that in their different ways of putting it, there was only one thing that I can draw from everything they said. You will be doubting and asking yourself a particular question. The question is, what if I did my best? You will hold results like this, certificates, that you are convinced that you are better than. That if only you did not make some mistake, that you can do better than this result. It's already one of the things that the elders say there will be a question echoing at the corridor of your soul. What if I gave my best? What if I took God serious? What if I didn't joke with my life? What if I learned that skill when others were learning it? What if I was not pretending? What if God really loves me and I love Him? What if me and Jesus truly knew ourselves? And so you will go across different things, you pursue it. It's not what you pursue that matter. At the end, it is that question that echoes on a man's heart. Did you really meet up your full potential? I divide my message tonight into two subheadings. Point number one, the battle against capacity. The battle against capacity. Many of us think Satan is interested in cutting us off. Many of us think Satan's choice, skill is to deny us of our heritage and make sure you don't walk in purpose. Ah! It's a lie. They want you to walk in purpose. They want you to start something and be busy occupying yourself with time. And then at the end, what you would have missed is you did not hit the mark. The plan of darkness actually is to make sure that you never rose to your true potential. And mind you, our judgment will be measured in the light of our capacity, not what we did. So you can do things, but if they look at you, they give you 5 talents. And your performance is at the level of 1 talent level. Men can clap for you, but from the lens of where you were bequeathed,
backwards from.
When they judge you, you are an unfaithful servant. Because what you did was not up to what was given to you. So you wasted things inside time. Can I share something with you? In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says the thief cometh. The first assignment is not to kill. First is to steal. What does it mean to steal? To take something from your life. To remove a gift, an ability, an enablement, a precious deposit that will make that for the rest of your life, you will be walking aimlessly at the loss of that gift. When the Philistines captured Samson, what was the first thing they did? The same Samson that killed many Philistines. The same Samson that have proven stubborn over the years. They removed his eyes. They were not interested in killing him. I speak to a generation tonight who have no idea what the interests of princes are. They don't want to kill you. They want to make a mockery at the deposit of God in your life and allow you to be walking as a prince who is right walking on his feet so that servants will ride on horses. Why did the Philistine bring Samson out? They brought him to entertain themselves. To see what a mighty man now looks like. The plan is to continue to corrupt your gift. To help you live double standard life. And they will help you cover it for a long time. So that in the day that it matters, you are not genuine. You are not true. Your horn is not bright. In the day where darkness will say, who are you? You will know who you are in secret, so you cannot reply that question. The day where you will confront gates, and the gate says, who is this King of glory that we should lift up our head? Only men with horns will say, the Lord strong and mighty. You will drop your CV that day. But God who sees in secret, he knows who you are. And so the real trick now is capacities they are fighting. Please, you can start the ministry as long as you are blunt. You are not sharp and you are not dull. You are just in between. That is the candidate of Satan. Start the business as long as you are just somewhere in between. You are not making any relevant mark. So they want you to continue in that level for a while. This is the reason why they kept Samson. So that they will see a prince inside a gutter, drunk in alcohol, but they don't want to kill him. They want him to be a spectacle of a proof of the power of their merchandise. So that when they look at him, they laugh and say, you don't hear us. How many of you here, your life is that storyline? They have written shameful things around you. The first assignment of the devil is to steal, not even to kill. To steal. Carry that thing you had. That deposit of God. That investment of greatness. When he steals it, suddenly you will find the deliverer. He will be in chains. As though he was not the one sent to set others free. And every time darkness wants to entertain themselves, they will bring the deliverer out and show him with the chain. And so they will be drinking beer. When the lords of the Philistine gather, they will be drinking beer and making merry and be looking at a mighty man. How has the mighty fallen? Great weapons of war perish. He says, tell it not in Gath. Let it not be heard on the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice and the uncircumcised exult. How has the mighty fallen? Many of you are like Samson now that they have removed your eyes. You have lost your vision. The thief has stolen. Your vision has been taken already. Now you are not living for an eternal purpose anymore. You live to gratify impulses. You live for how you feel. And unfortunately for too many people, you live for the opinion of the world. You have lost your eyes. They've removed your eyes like Samson. You are now an entertainment to princes in darkness. Every time they want to laugh at God, they will go and stare something. And you will get up in the night like a robot and start watching pornography. It's a shame to God because they are projecting the image of God. It is God's image that is doing this thing. So they watch it and laugh. A generation will decide tonight that my eye must... You know, Samson prayed one prayer. He says, Lord, just this one more time. How have I become so shameful? How have I been reduced to this? Many of you knew how God started with you. You knew how God was moving upon your vessel. You knew the potentials. You know what? Knowledge, they say, is power. But knowledge is only potential power. It is knowledge that is deployed and used that is power. You can know many things, and the things you know have not been put to use. And so you will remain a captive. Like Samson, too many people are down already. Some of you is from age 10, 11, 12, they remove your eye. You didn't know that the thief has visited. If that scripture stopped there this night, then we would have been doomed. But the scripture says, but I have come. I have come. I have come. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Your story cannot end like this. You have lost something valuable. You knew. Some of you, as you started off in life, from your morning face, there's no place you enter that men are not drawn to you. There was an aura of royalty. It came with you as an installation from the throne eternal. You carried an aura of favor. No man can ignore you. You sit down quietly and they say, make him the head boy. People are campaigning for it. The things you don't struggle for come to you cheaply. There's an aura. When the thief comes for you, he steals your vision. He carries that thing that is your own special, your special endowment. And when it is taken, he knows if you take vision from a man, he will perish. Remove vision and the man will run in many directions. It was Apostle Michael Ropo that says, if you are going in the wrong direction, speed is not an advantage. You are hurrying to the wrong place. What have you lost? And mind you, the first person that will visit you among these two eternal characters, the first visitor that will come to you is the thief. Tap your neighbor and say, the thief. Come on, say it again, the thief. Many people are pretending, yet they are dying secretly. Many people have been chained, hand, feet, every part of their body is under bondage. Yet they have found ways to appear in celestial garments and come and talk heavy things before men, and they know they are in need of salvation. Their secret life is an abomination before God, yet they have lofty things on their lips. Many of them have been pushed to the pulpit by Satan, so that the day that he makes them a spectacle, they will be like Samson, a mockery to the heritage of God. There are too many people already that are a time bomb waiting to explode, because the plan for Satan for your life has been written out. He wants to expose you in a time where the attention of men are on you, and so he doesn't want to do anything yet. He wants you to rise. Continue to rise. Let men be clapping first. One day he will open something. I read stories that broke me. Got me very scared. I have seen very holy men among men. Suddenly at the evening phase of their ministry, a scandal will just open up. 40 years of service swallowed up. I refuse that faith. Listen. This one is for you to be meditating on what you have lost. Meditate. The Lord used to put inspiration on your heart to write books before. You were supposed to heal the nation with many books. Now you have even lost your ability to write. Then when you carry the pen, your thought will flow, because eternity was beaming wisdom into time through you. The thief has visited. What I'm about to say, I say it in honesty, with a spirit of discernment. There are people here with healing anointings. Healing anointings. No ministry. Nobody calls you man of God. But if you pray for anybody, they recover. As I speak to you now, you have lost it. It left your life in a season where the thief visited. And these things are programming from God. They gave it to you so that you can become a witness to the world, communicating a particular dimension of God's love. Because every time the thief visits, if God wants to visit, he too, he will send a man. If the thief will visit, he will visit through a man. If God will visit, he will visit through a man. And so some of you were the luminaries of God, sent into time to make sure anywhere Satan plants sickness, you are the one to go and say, God is not the planter, I uproot it. You have been given a mandate to remove the footprint of Satan from the life of man. And yet, many of you have now become a captive of the thing you are sent to solve. There are people who are sick in this place, and you are a solution to sickness. You don't know why. There is a chain that is making sure that it creates a mockery of the things you are sent into time for. How do you know who you are? You know who you are by who Satan sent to stop you. I refuse. I refuse for the story to end like this. Many of us, the story has already reached the place where the thief has stolen. He has stolen. Yes, we have acknowledged something is not right. This is not how I started. Accept that already. Or continue to pretend and deceive yourself and deceive yourself until the day spirits expose who you are. Do I go about people who have lost their ability to tarry in prayer? It is called staying power. Not all men come with it. Some few were given so that they can stand as watch hours. They become the eye of God because their voice always echoes the counsel of God, and the altar of priesthood is serviced by their commitment. Not all men can tarry that long, but those ones were given peculiar ability so that when they stay on the altar, they stay on the altar, they become a ladder between heaven and earth so that God can enter time. When the thief comes, he will steal that thing from you. Suddenly, you cannot pray for 2 minutes again. You can't pray for 5 minutes again. Some of you were given compass in the spirit. You are that one who can search the impossible things. So they gave you a grace to fast. You can deny yourself food and you will not be thinking about it until you have touched something. I'm talking about men who have not journeyed the corridors of the spirit for too long, yet they are masters of heritage. They know that if a dimension is necessary to enter it, this one has the ability to search for it until he finds it. So they give you the capacity to fast, to wait on God. Not all men can wait. There are people given ability to tarry until they touch something. Then they bring it back to time. And men can replicate what has been made available. When the thief visits, he will steal your staying power. What have you lost? What have you lost? Why are we pretending? The songwriter says, I will pray. I will pray until my change is come. There is a change that must happen to this destiny. I refuse to end like this. He says, I will pray until his glory comes. Until revival comes. This is not how I was made. And so I will not be quiet until restoration is factored. If you want to pray, it's a good time to pray now. My story cannot continue like this. I will pray. Not praying. I don't know what is happening to you. Oh,
There are two kinds of people in this place. There are two kinds of people in this place. There are those who deceive themselves into failure. Deceive themselves. Deceive themselves. And there are those who say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. There is a war against my rising. Brother, are you sure you are operating in your full capacity? Is this your true potential? Or you are just wasting? And we say pray, and you are just strolling around. Is this your true potential? Are you satisfied? Then why are you praying like this? Why are you praying like this? Are you satisfied? Why are you praying like this? Is this really your true potential? Why are you pretending like the thief has not visited?
Once and for all. Like Samson,
like Samson. Can you cry to God and say, Lord, one more time, restore my glory, restore my honor, restore my anointing, restore my power, restore my health, restore my favor, restore my wealth, restore everything stolen. Please help them. The power of God is coming upon people. Holy Ghost, inside and outside, there is fire in this place. There is fire. Yes. There is fire. Fire. Help them. I release fire. See fire everywhere. Your altar is on fire. Your head is on fire. Your legs are on fire. See fire in your eye. Fire everywhere. Hey! Everybody that the hand of God has touched, please bring them out for me. Bring them out. Everybody God has touched. And so, Holy Ghost, from the back to the front, inside, outside, those following us online, from the left to the right, I stretch my hands and I release fire. Please help them. Fire. God is coming upon a brother at the back. At the back, help that brother there. Help him. Help that brother. There is fire on him. Bring him out. Second category of people, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are like Samson. You are a deliverer of your bloodline, of your family, of a generation and of a nation. You have the grace of a deliverer, and the lords of the Philistine, they have been observing you for a long time. Your temptation came early, very early in life. They came for you early. Holy Ghost, help me find them. Find these ones. Where are the deliverers? The deliverers that are under attack by the fire of the Holy Ghost. By fire. Outside, by fire. I unveil your identity by fire. Please help them. There are two ladies. Two ladies outside. Please bring them for me. Attention. Lastly, before we go, there is a case God sent me to the meeting for tonight. This one is the case. Please, I need everybody's attention. There is a case I was sent for tonight. Please give me your attention if you can. There are people here, the Holy Ghost told me, they have been resisting Him all their life. You are fighting against God. God will say, I want you. You will say, no. I want to enjoy my life. God will say, I want to use you. You will say, no. You have other people. The Holy Ghost says, there are people here who have been fighting against Him for a long time. He says, I should tell you that He will not contend with you for long again. That soon He will leave you to yourself. He will soon leave you to yourself. At the count of three, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I arrest them tonight. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, by fire, I unveil your identity. You can't hide again. The Lord overpowers you. The Lord overpowers you. The Lord overpowers you. Oh, 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 oh. The thief has visited, and he has stolen many things from us. Some people are sick because health was stolen. Some people are in all kinds of struggles and stagnation because favor was stolen. I'm going to pray for us now, and the power of the Almighty will restore. Everybody who are sick in their body, lay your hands at wherever your infirmity is. Just place your hands there, believing Jesus. Believing the mighty touch of God. Inside, outside, those following us online, it's time for miracles. It's time for signs. It's time for wonders. All I need from you is to shout amen as loud as you can when you hear that majestic name mentioned. Every pain in your body, every pain in your body, at wherever part of your body, from your head to your toe, pains around the neck, pains in your waist, at your back, pains around bones, broken bones, all kinds of fracture, I command pains, leave their bodies now in the name of Jesus Christ. All kinds of body weaknesses, all kinds of blood related diseases, hepatitis, HIV, all blood related diseases, I command you, leave their bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Organ failures, failure of the kidney, issues of the heart, issues of the liver, whatever organ, your eye, your ear, I command by the power of the Most High God, restoration to everything that has been distorted in the name of Jesus Christ. Deafness, partial and total deafness, partial and total blindness, every issue that has followed you here, now by the authority of the exalted name, I command the spirit of infirmity, lose God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a mighty spirit in this place. A mighty spirit. Showing that God can visit. God in the midst of his people too is mighty. There's restoration going on already. Restoration. Restoration. There are angels of restoration. We are going to take the next 5 minutes and dance. Oh, brother, if you know where you are, you will dance tonight. The next 5 minutes, you will dance and everything in your life that does not glorify God will vanish. The next 5 minutes, you will dance. Are you ready? Thereafter, we will take some hot testimonies of the faithfulness of God upon the life of those he has shown mercy.
Hallelujah. You are God. You are not just ego. And you are not just God. You are a great God. Say you.
Don't be looking around.
You are
this
Oh, my God.
Somebody give Jesus a shout. Listen, all the testifiers, if you know you walked in here with an infirmity, a pain, an illness, and Jesus has touched you, please run forward very quickly. Inside and outside, run forward. Run forward quickly. Run forward. Celebrate them as they come. Run forward very quickly. If Jesus has healed you, run forward quickly. Inside and outside, please be fast. I said run. There's a reason why you need to run, because we will not take much, just a few. I'll share something with you now. While we were dancing, a lot of people consumed with a false sense of their personality, with an inflated sense of self-worth, and a very, very heavy ego. They could not dance before their creator. I'll tell you why. Please listen to me today, and don't forget this thing. When sicknesses leave a place, there is no neutral place in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
If something leaves one place, it must land in another place.
Yes, sir.
A servant of God that is not a loyalist to the demand of praising God, when you ask things to leave, when they leave, the next thing they are looking for is who distorted the balance.
Yes.
You don't know. That's why I've just given you an expo about the elders. This is why praise is factored into this segment. There is need to give all glory to a spirit so he will consume whatever impediment that is a product of that transaction. Oh, Jesus has done us well.
Hallelujah.
Sister, please come. Let's just take 3 out of the testimonies Jesus has done for us.
I didn't come here with any sickness, but I actually asked God to touch me. When he said that the Holy Spirit came here for some specific people, it is the Holy Spirit visited me.
Can somebody give Jesus the praise? Are you just sitting down? The greatest miracle is the miracle of a transformed life.
Yes, sir.
This is what Jesus did. The Holy Ghost came for her. And you love him again. Just celebrate the Holy Ghost. The power of God is strong in this place. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. I didn't come here with any sickness, but when the man of God was praying, I stood in for my mother, and I believe that she's testifying now.
Can you give Jesus the glory? Very soon, television will be like Spokane. No sickness. No sickness. You saw the mighty things in righteousness God did last week here. All kinds of sickness checked out of people.
Hallelujah.
My joy this week, people come out and say, I did not come with any sickness.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I came here with body pains, waist pain, all over my body. There's this program my manager is preparing me for. So he registered me on a gym for 3 weeks. So I haven't experienced anything like gym in my life. So the process in gym on my body is pain, waist pain everywhere. But today, this is my second time experience God healing in my body. Today,
can you give Jesus the praise?
Serkin salama, kene serkin salama. Kene serkin salama.
Praise the Lord. When I came, because I've been down actually, I came with a serious chest pain. And in the hospital, they said it's chest ulcer. I'm even wearing a camisole. But I know after today, I'm taking it off. I'm fine. My chest is fine.
You went to the hospital. You were admitted since on Sunday. And it was chronic pain around the chest. Chest ulcer. And typhoid. So what did Jesus do for you? It has gone.
This is the evidence in our heart.
This is the proof. It's not a joke. Jesus still heals.
Hallelujah.
Can somebody give Jesus the glory?
Glory.
And a castle. Praise the Lord. God. Ever since this month, I've been having serious challenges. Especially this week, I was down, and I don't know, let's say spiritual pain. My soul, my spirit, and body was tired and weak. I just want to thank God.
Every weakness, spiritual, physical, every tiredness, lethargic spirit,
yes,
making sure you are always tired.
Yes.
You don't have the capacity to press.
Yes.
As we testify to the glory of God, it checks out of your life now.
Amen!
This is the Lord in the midst of his people doing mighty things. Please celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I came out. If I swallow my spit, my throat will pain me. But after I prayed and danced, God
healed me. Are you just standing there? Hey! Hey! Jesus! Glory! This is God! You know, the several tumors in our midst, their spirits are standing like this. Before your eyes, old and young, small and great,
hallelujah,
are coming forward to say, Jesus, Jesus did it. You know, Don't cry. Huh? Don't cry. Let's celebrate this gentle evangelist. Face the cross.
Apostle, God is using you mightily. I don't want anything. I don't want that thing inside you, that holiness inside you, that grace of God upon you. That's what I want. Oh, I want to be sent to my God. That's what I want.
Listen. Have you seen a generation looking for God before? the yearning, the hunger, the thirst is for God. Please help that sister. Bring her out too. Everybody stretch your hands to this one. Stretch your hands to him now wherever you are. Don't take it for granted. Consume them with power. Let your fire encapsulate them. It's a generation we are praying for. We are using him as a point of contact. It's not all of them that has been lost. There are some that are consumed. There are some that are swallowed up by the zeal of the Lord. And so, Holy Ghost, wherever they are, begin to touch now. Begin to touch now. Begin to touch now. Now, now, now. Inside and outside. I set them on fire. I set them on fire.
We give you the highest.
Highest praise to the King.
We give you the highest.
Highest praise to the King.
We give you the highest.
Highest praise to the King.
We give you the loudest.
Highest praise to the King.
We give you worship. Worship, highest praise to the King. We bow down and worship, highest praise to the King.
Time will fail us. Time will fail us. Time will fail us. Let's take one last testimony. Come.
You reign. You ancient Zion's King,
Kadosh Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King,
Kadosh
Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
I was praising him. The Lord says there's a lady with a growth. There is a growth that just dematerialized now.
Hallelujah.
So check it. Check it now. There is a growth inside you that just melted, vanished.
Hallelujah.
Don't be ashamed. Check it now. Check it.
Hallelujah.
And when you find out, run forward quickly.
Hallelujah.
Please take a testimony.
And I have to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for his healing upon my life. Throughout last night, I couldn't sleep. My sister was just worried. All my body was pinning me. Even when I came, I couldn't do anything. All my body was just pain. But after we finished dancing, there's no more pain. I couldn't feel anything.
You reign, you reign. You reign,
is the Lord in the midst of his people.
Hallelujah.
Doing mighty things.
Hallelujah.
Mighty things.
Hallelujah.
Mighty things.
Hallelujah.
The lady I spoke about, that a growth dematerialized in her body.
Yes.
Where are you? Where are you? Something inside you. It has gone down. You probably have forgotten there was a challenge, so check it now. Check it. Come.
There is somebody coming, sir.
Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things.
I really do not know where I'm going to start, because God has been faithful. Last week I came here with a chronic chest pain, but after the prayers I felt nothing. And today my navel was actually disturbing me for the past 4 days. I spoke to a brother here and he prayed with me, and now it's nothing.
Can you celebrate Jesus? Can you celebrate Jesus? Listen. There's a temptation to commonize the performance of God in our midst. And that temptation is to begin to rate miracles by spectacular displays. You don't know that there is no big and small miracle.
Yes, sir.
Listen. It doesn't take God extra power to do any other case.
Yes, sir.
It's the same quantity of power that solves death to life and restore headache to normal.
Yes, sir.
Headache does not need lesser power than death. Is the power of resurrection all needs.
Hallelujah.
If any man ever comes and say Jesus did something, don't let Satan deceive you to say this one is not much.
Mm.
Can somebody celebrate the God of wonder?
When the apostle said there are people among us that God has been trying to use us and we have been backsliding from him, God has been calling me, but I have been judging him. People around me used to say, whenever I change, even if I'm not that serious, I minister souls to them. I touch their life. But today, I give all the glory to God.
Can you give Jesus praise? Give Jesus the glory. Sarkin ya kine kai.
Was a child that can make him mine.
Was a child.
Was a child that can make him mine.
Praise the Lord. When Apostle talked about a girl that has a chronic.
Growth.
Just last week, I went for tests, and although I've been suffering from infection for a very long while, it will come and it will go. So that last week, I went for tests, and the doctor told me that I have a growth. So I was like, okay. So I started treating it. That was one of the reasons I came to Cardinal. So
And I just took the injection this evening. So I was like, okay, let me just come to Anaka. I wanted to go home and just rest because I was feeling weak. So I was like, okay, let me just come. Anything God has for me today, let me just come and see what God has for me. So when I came with a stomach pain. So when Apostle was praying for the sick, immediately he prayed, the stomach pain left too. When he was calling for people to give testimony, I refused to come out because I was like, okay, let me just wait. When I see that I no longer see any symptoms, then I'll come. But when he was like, there is a girl that has that growth in her, I still refused to come out too. But immediately I rushed to the toilet and I was like, okay, let me just gather. I just want to... I have strong belief and I have that faith that that growth is gone. I believe that.
Can somebody give Jesus? We declare. It is permanent. Your healing is permanent. Growth has resolved. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our time is fast spent, so very quickly, let's all the titles run forward very quickly. All titles run forward. For want of time. Oh, come. All the testifiers, come. Let me say a word of prayer. Stay where you are. Father, over your children, we declare that your walk over their lives is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What did Jesus do for you?
Praise God. Actually, I came here with a sickness and expectation of healing. This is my second time here. I've been suffering from knee pain for over 2 years now.
Knee pain for 2 years?
Like, it has stopped me from many progress. But as I came, I was feeling the pain up to the moment you said, you prayed for us, and it left. So I came to give God all the praise.
Knee pain of 2 years! Come on, see. You are celebrating it as though it's once more. Just see, for want of time, everybody stretch forth your hands to these ones and declare that what God has done is permanented, is perfected. None of you will go back with affliction. Affliction will not arise the second time. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please celebrate them. All titles run forward, inside and outside. All titles run forward. Run forward as quick as you can and begin to pray. Wherever you are, package your offering and begin to pray now. Your prayer is, Lord, increase my substance. Don't be quiet, please. Don't cast the offering carelessly. Lord, increase my substance. Please pray that prayer. I want to see people praying now. Increase my substance. Increase my substance.
Hey, where you are. Oh, 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 oh,